Good morning. We continue with our Mishnah Yomis schedule. We're in Menachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. We know that Menachos have within them both a flour and then also oil and Lavona. So the Mishnah now asks, what happens if we have too much oil inside our Mincha? Reba Shamna asks the Mishnah, if we put more than a log for each Isaron of Soles, what if we put more oil than necessary, like, for instance, Tulugin, or Vechiser Shamna, or you put in half a log, or Chisa Levonasa, if you leave not enough Levona, we need at least two Kratim of Levona, and he puts only one Kroten in. So in these situations, Psula, the Mincha, is going to be no good. Of course, if he adds to the Levona, it's not going to be no good. It'll be okay, because the Torah's shear is a minimum of two kmatim. Now, hakomeitz es ha-mincha lechol shiara b'chutz, if a person sets aside his mincha and takes the komeitz, the necessary amount, and at the time he takes the komeitz, he intends to eat the leftovers outside of the azara, o kazayis mi shiara b'chutz, or he says he's going to eat only a kazayis outside of the azara, o hamanas lahakdir kumtza b'chutz, o kazayis mi kumtza b'chutz, or he says he's going to offer the komeitz outside, or a kazayis outside, or he's going to bring the Lavona outside. Pasul, the Karba Mincha is no good, but Vein Bo Karis, if you eat from it, you're not going to be a Chai of Karis. Lechol Shiarei Lamachar, O Kazayis Mi Shiarei Lamachar, O Kazayis Mi Kumtza Lamachar, O Lahakti Lavonasa Lamachar, if it's not Chutz Limkomo, your mindset is not outside of its place, but rather Chutz Le Zmano, so that gets called Pigul. And of course, the difference between pigol and just an incorrect placement is that chayav and olav kares, a person is chayav for kares. In other words, zeh haklal, says the Mishnah, this is the rule in regard to chutz lezmano and chutz lemkomo, the intent to do something outside of the proper place or outside of the proper time frame. And here's the rule as far as menachos are concerned. If you intend to do any of the avodos, any of the responsible steps of a mincha, with the mindset to do something in the outside of the proper jurisdiction, so then there is no kares, but it's pasul. If you have in mind to do it within the improper time frame, so that's called pigol, and of course, you are chayiv kares, ubavachi akrav matikim mitzvaso, that of course assumes that he brought the komets properly, the rest of the komets properly. Keita kariv hamatikim mitzvaso, what does that mean, kariv hamatikim mitzvaso? So the Mishnah says, kamach bishasika benasam bekli behilach vehiktir, right? If he doesn't express an opinion, right, and he doesn't have an opinion, at the time he takes the komets, and he puts it into a kli, and he brings it, and he has in mind when he's makdir it chutz lezmano, osha kamatz chutz lezmano v'nasim bakli v'alaf hekter b'shesika osha kamatz v'nasim bakli v'hilaf hekter chutz lezmano zeh shakar v'amatik mitzvaso. Except for the mindset of chutz lezmano, he never did anything or had any other opinion which would have ruined it. Therefore, by definition, pigol is a lot. There's room for pigol to be chal, and therefore, pigol would be the rule. Of course, contrasting that, Mishnah Dalet begins keitzad lo karav hamatikim mitzvaso. What does that mean? That where it would not be a pigol? Komatz chutz lemekomo. If he took the kmitza and he already ruined it because he said chutz lemekomo. Benasim bekli beilach vehikdir chutz lezmano, and he does any of the other services with the mindset of chutz lezmano. Shekamatz chutz lezmano. Benasim bekli if at some point he had already ruined the status of the korban through another means other than pigol, or if we're dealing with a minchas chote or minchas kenos, if we're dealing with a chatas or a sota karban shekamsan shelo lishman, where he ruined the karban already because it was shelo lishma. V'nasam beklibi lechvek terchutz lizman, o shekamatz chutz lizman, v'nasam beklibi lechvek terchutz lishman, o shekamatz v'nasam beklibi lechvek terchutz lishman. If he ruins it as a karban because he does not have lishma, so in all of these cases, zehu shelo karav hamata kimitzvaso. That means that he didn't bring it properly. Lechol kazayis b'chutz, kazayis lamacha, b'kazayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis lamacha. What if he has in mind both things? Half a zayis b'chutz, half a zayis outside of the time frame. No matter which one comes first. Kazayis lamacha, b'kazayis zayis b'chutz, possibly in bokaris. In these situations, it would be exempt, but there would be no kares. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zakhlas. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is the rule. If the mindset of zman comes before the mindset of place, pigel v'chayav and lav kares. What ruined the carbon first is the decision to have a mechutz lizmano, then pigel kicked in before the other psul. The machshavas hamakom kadmon lamachshavas hazman, possibly in both kares. But if the machshavas hamakom, if the mindset of bringing the carbon in the wrong place comes into play, so then it would be possible according to Rabbi Yehuda, and there would be no kares because the carbon's no good. V'chachamim omrim sebezeh possibly in both kares. It doesn't make a difference according to the chachamim, as long as at some point there's something wrong with the carbon there before the pigel is not chal. Lechol kazayis ulhakter kazayis kasher. And if he only had in mind the chatzi zayis, that's not the proper shear, and the carbon would be okay. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem start the second parak tomorrow morning. Have a great day.